Good morning. Thank you for joining me for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will contemplate a Course in Miracles workbook lesson 77. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 77. I am entitled to miracles. I am entitled to miracles because of what I am. I will receive miracles because of what God is. And I will offer miracles because I am one with God. Again, how simple is salvation? It is merely a statement of my true identity. It is this that I will celebrate today. My claim to miracles does not lie in my illusions about myself. It does not depend on any magical powers I have ascribed to myself. Nor on any of the rituals I have devised. It is inherent in the truth of what I am. It is implicit in what my God, my Father is. It was ensured in my creation and guaranteed by the laws of God. Today, I will claim the miracles which are my right, since they belong to me. I am entitled to miracles. My claim to miracles is because of what I am. It has nothing to do with what I do or don't do. It is my inheritance because of who I am as God's Son. As I read this lesson, the word claim jumps out at me. Jesus says, "Your claim to miracles," and today you will claim the miracles. And I see that I am claiming all the time what it is that I am going to believe. In any situation, I choose what I am claiming. And I think about how I have had a thought in the past that I was denying something, like I was denying that I was loving. And I see that all denying is claiming. the denying I am loving is the same as claiming I am unloving. There's no difference between the two. Denying is the word I use when I'm feeling unworthy, I think. It's denied because it's not deserved. But I can change the mind to use only the idea of claiming and let go of the idea of denying. It becomes more transparent as to what the belief is that is behind the claiming. Everything that is happening in my world, I have claimed it. In order for it to be in my life, I have claimed it. So when I find myself claiming something I don't feel good about, I can stop and ask for the miracle to claim the miracle. To ask for help in seeing it differently, to change what I am claiming. I go to lunch with a couple of people. One lives in a retirement home, and one lives in a nursing home. And one of them claims to live in the best place, and the other claims to live in a place that is never seen as good. And it's just what each of them is claiming. From the outside, looking in at it, how I would see it from my point of view, I would have expected the exact opposite. The one who is claiming happiness in the nursing home doesn't seem to have the better setup from an outsider view. And the one who lives in the retirement home claims unhappiness seems to have the better setup. But their claims are the opposite. What I see from the outside doesn't have anything to do with what they claim for themselves. They both choose to claim either happiness or unhappiness. In my life, what am I claiming? Am I feeling good about what I am claiming? Does it serve me to claim it? I'm entitled to changing my mind and to claim only the good. I am entitled to miracles. With each miracle, I learn the truth of who I am. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, Help me to be aware of what I am claiming. Help me to remember to ask for help when I need a miracle and to listen to guidance. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, letting go of all the claims that we imagine that we have, to all the situations and thoughts and distractions, we sit quietly with confidence, knowing we are entitled to miracles. Confidently intent on hearing our guidance in whatever form it may come. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in claiming the truth of who we are. Namaste.